Bushun and in a way, Magani dog. Beshigo Benicia Que indigo, Mang Indu dame, Ga Uzis qua Jimmy Cog and Dunjaba, Ga Mesqua Wako Cog, Inda, Elaine Fleming, Nindishina Kaz. Hello, my relatives. Oh, my goodness. Sometimes when I'm talking on the radio here, it's hard for me to catch my breath. All I think about is my breathing. So I want to welcome you to History of Leech Lake. My spirit name, my Ojibwe name is One Thunderbird Woman, Beshigo Benesiakwe. And I'm a member of the Loon Clan, Mong Dudame, Nindudame. And I'm an enrolled member of the Leech Lake Band of Ojibwe, of the Minnesota Chippewa Tribe. And I am a resident of Gamisqua Wako Kog, the place of red cedar trees, most commonly known as Cass Lake, Minnesota. But you know, even those things are changing because I know I teach at Leech Lake Tribal College, and whenever I refer to Bemidji, I always call it Bemidji Kamag. And you, the more you say these words, the more they become a part of you, and other people hear them too, and they start using them. Even my grandchildren will practice saying words like Gamisqua Wako Kog, and they'll talk in a sort of a rhythm as they learn these words, these long words, and it makes them feel very accomplished. So, and those are the part of the four elements, of course, of nationhood, language and culture. And history, land base, and of course, governance. And so, historical trauma, you know, it has so much to do with the history of Leech Lake, because we as a people, we were subjected to historical trauma, the loss of our people, the loss of our land, and the loss of our culture. But now we're in this time of nation building. And so we're picking those things back up, and we're learning our language. We're buying more land and putting it into trust status. We're developing economically, and we're building houses. We've been doing this with through the HUD program for since 1963. But as part of historical trauma, you know, that's it created great losses and great historical loss symptoms like poverty. And so when I talk about housing, you know, you go around the reservation. When I was born in 1952, we were all living in houses with no running water, no electricity. We had outdoor toilets. We got our water from community pumps. And We would earn our money in different ways. Like we would go out and we would cut trees and peel the logs. We would go berry picking. We would rice. We would gather maple sap. And so, and we would always garden. And so we were poor. And I remember when we moved over to Track 33 when I was like in third grade. And that was still in the 1950s, and we were living in this old house, and at night after the it got dark, you would hear the mice up in the attic, and they would, it was just a crawl space up there, but you'd hear them begin to run around, and oh, there must have been so many of them up there, my memories of those mice. And then they would start coming down the walls. And you had to be careful, you know. Sometimes you would hear a mouse trap go snap. And you hear that little mouse yelping. And one night I remember that mouse, he came down and he got caught in a mouse trap underneath the bed. And so I could hear him dragging that old mouse trap out along the linoleum floor there. So I got out of bed. I couldn't stand it anymore. And so I jumped as far as I could off the bed. And here I landed right on that doggone old mouse. just those kinds of crazy stories that we share and we remember, you know, family stories about our circumstances, the way that we grew up. But eventually we got a new house, and it was through HUD Housing. And one of the requirements, of course, was to help to build that house. Each family had to put in so many hours. And it was a three-bedroom house, and it even had a basement. And we lived in that house over there on Track 33, and that's where I grew up, and up until when I graduated from high school. And so this article from Debajaman about Leech Lake Housing Project, that's what its title, was published in June of 1988. And it's talking about the HUD housing. And it said in 1988, a three-bedroom unit cost $57,000. So, gee whiz, that's how much our house must have been worth back then. And it talked about the trouble with people who had to pay rent to the housing authority in a timely fashion. And when they didn't pay rent when it was due, then it affected the ability of the program to get funding for new housing and improvements. So in 1980, HUD withdrew support from Leech Lake because of excessive back rents. It was the Leech Lake Reservation Business Committee that rescued the program by providing $29,000 to reduce the rental arrears. And then the RTC, or the RBC, sent letters to the delinquent owners and said that they would have to pay the arrears that had been paid for them, and only 10% of those who participated repaid in full. So that summer of 1988, Leech Lake would start a 30-unit housing development, and 23 units would be built near the Pike Bay Town Hall for Cass Lake residents, and 7 units would be built proportionately in districts 1 and 2 according to the need. At that time, in June of 1988, Sharon Finn was a housing director, and she'd been the housing director since June of 1979. HUD not only funded house building, but the program also allowed for building such as the new Leech Lake Reservation Elderly Complex. And it had recently opened south of the Cass Lake Indian Hospital, and it was dedicated in February of 1988. It was a congregate housing project, and the plan was conceived for those elderly who could continue an independent lifestyle and who would take comfort in being housed separately but together under one roof. Occupants would pay 30% of their income to the housing authority to live in the complex, and that covered the provision of light and heat. And then, of course, it was right next to the hospital. And then later on, right across the road from the hospital, they built the unit for dialysis. And so this elderly congregate housing project was very located very well for the elderly people. Anyway, there were 6 one-bedroom units and 4 two-bedroom units available, and that added another 20 units. They were going to add another 20 units in the future. So one of the units was designed to meet the needs of a handicapped person. Another 2-bedroom unit provided for a live-in attendant. There were wide doorways that permitted easy access for wheelchaired occupants, and they were installed with grab bars. There was even an injury control committee which met monthly, and it promoted safety standards for the complex. And then the Leech Lake Construction Company, they landscaped the setting by putting in grass and shrubbery, which would be maintained by one of the elderly complex residents. And so over the years, the elderly people, we took Project Grow over there, and we planted gardens over there, and It's just, we have two of those housing units over there by the hospital now, and we need more. So that's a little bit about HUD housing on the Leech Lake Reservation. Miigwech bisandawi eg. Miigwech miyu.